Oh dear, this is going to be a really hard snippet. I hope I can pull it off. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sanctuary Saturday, a segment of sobriety snippets for ambitious 40-plus women, where we talk specifically about that first year of sobriety. In fact, to be more accurate, I'm really talking to those of you who are 2 months in and over, because, you know, the truth is that first 8 weeks approximately, you're still on the cusp. Are you really doing it? The first few weeks, we're tippy-toeing around a little bit. We're not really sure if we're going to actually go all the way. And if we don't have the right support system, it's very, very easy to fall back. So we want to set ourselves up so we've got the first couple of months really heavily supported and structured. So we know, look, I've made this decision. I'm in. I'm all in for this. I'm going all the way. And after a couple of months, you realize, wow, I really am in. I really haven't done this. And the reason we have to do that is because we've tried and failed so many times. Yeah, I'm using the F word. Sorry, but that's what it is. It's failure when we try and we don't make it. And it's almost always because we haven't set ourselves up with what we need. However, after you get those first couple of months, something shifts because all of a sudden you realize, wow, holy, I'm actually doing this. I'm actually moving forward. I'm actually not drinking. I actually have a support system around me, my authentic accountability system. I'm actually building relationships. Oh my God, I'm actually doing this. It takes several weeks to get there. So all that by way of saying here at Sanctuary Saturday, I'm talking to those of you mainly who are past those first couple of months and you're actually doing this. Look at you. You're actually doing this. Congratulations. Today, I want to talk specifically about building relationships with other women. This is so important and it was sparked by a message I got from a woman who's been in my world for over 2 years. She started with me in such a shaky, shaky way. She was afraid to reach out. She started dipping her little toe in and sending me the odd message here and the odd message there. And we slowly built our relationship over the last 2+ years. And it took her a while. She was not one of those people that just put down the alcohol. It was several false starts. But now she's doing it, you know, and after over 2 years, I think she's got now something like 8 months of sobriety because this is not a straight line, this journey. It's messy for most of us, but she's doing it. And so now in her excitement for the Sanctuary Saturdays, I'm so grateful and so blessed that now and then she'll send me a message on WhatsApp saying, it'd be great to hear about this or that, or just offering me feedback, reminding me what it's like in that first year. Because things change and they change so much that I need to remember. And I do remember, but it's very helpful when I hear from women who are actually living it. So this beautiful, amazing woman who I have in my life, and I'm so grateful, and you know who you are, dear, sends me this message this week. And I thought, okay, I gotta share this, and I gotta do it on the Sanctuary Saturday. Essentially, gals, what she's saying is what I'm always trying to say, and it's about building connections with other women. And I'm just gonna stop for a moment, and then I'll read her message. The reason this is so important, I believe, is twofold. The first reason is that we don't want to do it. It's the last thing we want to do. Most of us, you know, I mean, there's an exception to every rule. Me, personally, I not only didn't want relationships, I didn't want to talk to anybody. All I wanted to do was wake up and not drink. I wanted to be left alone. I'm not a joiner. Give me a break. I don't want to go to a meeting or whatever you think I should be doing. You meaning the doctor or the drug and alcohol counselor. I'm talking about this 30-year journey of mine that was a disaster, right? I didn't want to join anything. All I wanted was to not drink. Is that asking so much if I could just not drink? Well, apparently it was because I couldn't do it. I was, but that was what kept me stuck, was the idea of, oh my God, why do I have to go do this, that, and the other? Why can't I just not drink? Gals, if that thought's going through your mind, I'm here to tell you that thought will kill you. It isn't that simple. If it was that simple, we would do it. And I was just too stubborn to see it. So now that I'm on the other side, I realize that it's so much more than just connecting. We need to build real connection. And then, now if you're post 8 weeks, you're in, let's say, 3-4+ months of sobriety, here's what I want you to consider to step things up a notch. And it's all started from this note that I got from this wonderful, amazing, one of many, many wonderful, amazing women in my world. She says, this fits with what you've been talking about in your clips, community, that we can't hang out on the periphery. We must listen to each other, show up for each other. There is so much power in sharing our stories, but to listen to each other is just as amazing. I'm with you. I wish that I could convince people who are pre-sobriety just how amazing it can be. I had no idea. How could I? That's a quote. That's what she says. Actually, a little bit more. She ends it by saying, always sending love to you. I think of you often. Oh, thank you, lovely. I think of you often too. Gals, what she's saying, and this is a woman who was very much like me, like not into connecting. It just didn't want to do it. And now it's not like she's out there building community and she's not a very out extroverted person, but she realizes how powerful it is to have some real and authentic relationships on our sobriety journey with other women on the same path. So the thing is, this is not just your average friend. You've got people in your life, but are they on this journey with you? Because here's what happens. The thing about her note to me was that she's talking about listening, not talking. Notice what she says. Let me read it again, this one part. She says, there's so much power in sharing our stories, but to listen to each other is just as amazing. That's the key. Gals, if you're in your first year of sobriety and you're still only looking after yourself, today's message is to say to you, start looking after others by listening to them. First of all, make sure you have someone to listen to. You've got your community. But turn the tables. Start being the person who's there for other people if you haven't been doing that yet. Instead of being the one needing support, be the one giving support. And this doesn't mean you have to be some sort of expert. It just means that you have to be willing to listen. And when we are in this first year, we do tend to get a little bit self-centered. We think about ourselves all the time. We think about our journey. Am I going to make it? What do I need? This, that, me, me, me. Listen, gals, that's natural. That's human nature. I'm the center of my universe. You're the center of your universe. That's all good. But when we start considering, wait, maybe I could just listen today, just be the one listening. I'm not even suggesting you give advice. It's probably not a great idea. Most of us just need to be heard. And that's what this woman is discovering, that she can just sit and listen to somebody else and be there for them. Maybe they're a little bit behind her on the journey and they're just starting out. Maybe they're ahead of her. We all need to be heard, listened to. It's so important to be heard. And you can be the one hearing. And here's what happens. When you're listening, you're helping yourself. When you're not thinking of your own journey, your own needs, and you're helping somebody else by being there for them, you are helping yourself. Right then and there, you're growing because you're helping somebody else on this journey. So I like to tell the story that I've told before, but it's been a while. And it's the story of a psychologist, a famous psychologist, was giving a talk. And I don't know who it was. The truth is, it really doesn't matter. Okay, so here's the famous psychologist, and they're giving a talk on to, you know, 50, 60, 100 people. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Make up the story in your own head. All that matters, gals, is the punchline. Here's the deal, right? So the psychologist is talking, inspiring the audience, and somebody puts up their hand and says, what would you recommend? The one thing, what's the one thing that someone could do if they were just in the middle of a major nervous breakdown? Just falling apart. What could they do? What's the one thing? Can you simplify it for us? And the wise psychologist answers and says, yes, put on your shoes, lock your house, go across the proverbial tracks, and find someone to help. Gals, when we help other people, we automatically help ourselves without even thinking about it. When we're listening to somebody else, we're helping ourselves. When we're reaching out to someone else, we're helping ourselves. And this leads me to one last little story I'm going to add in here. I realized I've never shared on the snippets my volunteer journey. Back in 2019, very early sobriety for me. I never got sober till 19. So this was in October of 19, and I got sober earlier that year. I honestly don't know the exact date. I don't know if I've ever told you that. I don't know the day I took my last drink. I don't know. I just didn't pay attention. I didn't know it was my last drink. But anyways, so I'm not one of those people that celebrates a sobriety birthday. I don't know what it is, but I do know it was in 19 and it was before October. So in the fall of that year, I decided I needed something because I didn't have my community yet. I was still struggling just to stay sober. And still just trying to find the right path because nobody had invented the path for 40 plus women like me who needed help, right? That's why I eventually created what I created. But anyway, let's stay on the story. I ended up volunteering for an online meditation center. And they're still going strong. They're out of California, but it's an online center, so it doesn't matter. I was on their mailing list and I got an email and they said, we are onboarding volunteers. And I thought, I wonder what that's like. Now, remember, this is before COVID. So most of us didn't know how to run Zoom, you know, before COVID, right? We weren't used to going on Zoom and connecting with each other as freely as we do now. And so they were building this online meditation center and everybody who decided to volunteer had to be trained. This is Zoom. This is what it's like because the meditations are conducted on Zoom. Anyway, I onboarded myself there. They started training me. And gals, it's 2025 and I'm still working for that online meditation center. And I do work for them every single week. I work in the back end in Zoom, helping them organize the meetings. And I do other things. And they've trained me in so much stuff that's been really helpful as I build my own business. And I'm bringing this up because when I'm working for them, it's a totally different feeling, right? At the time, I was a college professor. Now I'm running my own business. I'm doing the podcast. I'm coaching women. So I'm looking after my own stuff. And there's a certain feeling to that. For me, the feeling is serving you, helping you. When I'm working for the online meditation center, which is approximately, I'd say it varies anywhere between 1 and 3 hours a week, I'm serving them consistently since 2019. That's a really nice feeling to just be giving my time in service of somebody else. And I know that there are people that show up at that meditation center every week and they're connecting to their higher self in whatever way they are through those meditations. So in some way, I'm not saying you got to go volunteer, but in some way, we really need to be connected to other people on the journey or off. You know, the online meditation center has nothing to do with sobriety. You could do something like that or be connected to your accountability pod. Really, the best thing we can possibly do in that first year is be connecting with other women on the journey of sobriety. And then you'll have your chance to sit down and just be there and listen when somebody needs an ear. And by the way, my friend who sent me that note, she's talking to people virtually and in person. We live in this different era now, and you can connect with other women all over the world who are in early sobriety that first year and be the one listening. And then when you need it, you can be heard as well. So gals, that's your Sanctuary Saturday today. And since we're talking about listening, I want to encourage you, if you haven't done it yet, to do the Sacred Mirror. The Sacred Mirror is a beautiful, beautiful experience that I created. We've been doing it just since the 1st of July. Tap the link in the show notes, and I'm going to ask you 3 simple questions that will help you share your journey with me. And I will read your story, just a little bit of it. Very simple. And I will respond by turning on my microphone and giving you a reflection just for you. In other words, you'll be heard. And that's a beautiful feeling. Whether you're in the first day of sobriety, haven't started yet, or somewhere in your first year, I'm happy and honored to give you a sacred reflection. But whatever you decide to do today, consider showing up for somebody else on the journey. And please, please, please make sure you're not trying to do this alone. Gals, that's your Sanctuary Saturday. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and I'll see you Monday for the sobriety snippets. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.